Namasmaran. All sadhana is for keeping remembrance of God unbroken. Remembrance is darshan. The easiest way is to take the name of God constantly. The name is the link between the devotee and God. It brings the devotee face to face with Him and enables him to realize oneness with Him. Namasmaran is capable of granting the universal vision by which one sees everything as God. When you take the name, you are taking the name of the Lord who dwells in your own heart. Take the name with all faith you are capable of. Repeat it without a moment's break, whether you are in the kitchen or engaged in fetching water, taking bath, walking in the streets, or doing any physical work. If you do not practice keeping the name ever on your lips, you cannot avoid being unhappy. Know this once and for all. Japa must be done with intense love and devotion for God, and not as a discipline imposed on you by somebody else. If you do not get joy in doing japa, you had better not do it, as it will not help you very much. When you have love for God, japa of His name must give you great joy. It is not mere mechanical repetition that helps, but a spontaneous outflow of your love for Him along with the repetition of His name. It is not always necessary that you should chant the name of the Lord aloud. In the early stages, it might be found very helpful, but mental repetition is far more effective. All names of God are great and powerful, but Ramnam has a value of its own. Rhythm is a most important factor in a mantra. The soothing melody of the repeated word or combination of words has a marvelous effect on the distracted mind. No two letters linked together could, by their harmonious music, lull and bring peace to the mind more than Ram. It is said rightly that Ram is equal in power to the sacred syllable Om. For the devotee who strives to reach God through his saguna or personal aspect, Ram is valuable also as the name of an incarnation of God. For these reasons, Ramdas thinks that Ramnam is more widely popular in India than any other name. God is a wonder. His name is a greater wonder. As a worm bores through the wood until it makes the inside hollow, the Ram Mantra gradually destroys all your desires and purifies you through and through. By chanting it, a new strength, a new joy, and a new light will reveal themselves in you. Then you will realize you are an immortal and radiant spirit, ever identical with God. The name or mantra by itself is to be taken as God. A separate form of it need not be meditated upon. The sound of the name is Nada Brahman or Shabda Brahman. Concentrate on that. After repetition of the mantra for some time, your mind will become still. In this stillness, you will realize the divine dwelling within you, and His presence will be felt thereafter at all times. Namajapa is the simplest way to realize God. The name is God, the Guru, the All in All. Indeed, the power of God's name is simply marvelous. It can take man to the summit of spiritual experience. It grants one eternal freedom, bliss and peace. The name has the power to tear up the veil of maya or ignorance and bring you face to face with God or truth. It gives you at once the bliss of bhakti and mukti. The name is not different from Him. The divine name is greater than any philosophy in the world. It is the key by which you can unlock the gates to the kingdom of immortal peace and bliss. Sri Samatha Ramdas assures the aspirant that if it takes Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram 13 crores of times, he will have the vision of Sri Rama. The mantra mentioned by Samarth Ramdas is without Om. The mantra Ramdas gives you is Om Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om has untold spiritual power. Hence, Ramdas, from his own experience, tells you that by repeating this mantra with Om 6 crores of times, you will attain salvation. Repeat the mantra at all times until the target is reached. You need not keep count of the mantra. When it reaches 6 crores, you will automatically realize Ram, the Supreme Self. Chanting his name is the way to make him manifest himself in you. The meaning of Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram is as follows. Om, impersonal truth. Sri, divine power. Ram, God who is both truth and power, both personal and impersonal. Ram represents the Purushottama of the Gita, who is at once Purusha and Prakriti, and also the supreme, transcendent one beyond both. Jai Ram, victory to God. Jai Jai Ram, victory, victory to God. God, who is at once truth and power, impersonal and personal, victory to thee, victory to thee. When God is victorious in your heart, all darkness born of egoism disappears. There is then nothing but a feast of immortal joy and peace for you. It is not enough to sing the praise of the name. You must keep it constantly on your lips. Gradually you will find the name taking hold of you. Now it is not you who possess the name, but the name takes possession of you. Then the mind will refuse to wander here and there. It gets absorbed in the name and derives great peace and joy. Contact with the name is contact with God, because name and God are not different. Name is God and God is name. Nama Sankirtan and bhajan must be the mainstay of a householder who is a spiritual aspirant. Let the house thrill with the sound of God's name and glory. In such a house, the spiritual atmosphere will always have a favorable reaction on the health of the inmates, both physical and mental. Bliss flows there in floods. Verily, name is God. He is present where his names are sung with love.